begin with Acts 16, verse 5. And so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily. Father, we love you tonight. We thank you for your presence. We're glad tonight that you are real, you're alive, and you're doing very well this very moment. And Father, you know right what we need on this service tonight. Pour out your Spirit. Give us, Lord, that spiritual touch, physical touch, whatever we need from you tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. The longer that I preach, the longer I study the Word of God, the more that I realize how important faith is. How are we saved? By faith. For by grace are we saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We're sanctified by faith. We're filled with the Holy Spirit by faith. We're healed by faith. We are delivered by faith. We have victory by faith. Not feelings. We walk by faith and not by sight. And that's how we're going to make it across the finish line. By faith in the Christ that saved us. There is no faith in heaven. Not necessary. Now we look through a glass darkly. These physical eyes have never seen Jesus. But through the eye of faith, we can see Jesus tonight and know that He is real in our soul. But when I leave this world goodbye, my last heartbeat here will be my first heartbeat there, then I will no longer look through the eye of faith, but I will see Him as He is. Thereby my faith will not be necessary any longer. Faith is powerful. Faith is essential for this spiritual journey. It's the most important thing in your life tonight as a child of God. What happened in the Garden of Eden? Why is there sin in the world tonight? Because God created man to have fellowship, a relationship with Him. But God said, Adam and Eve, you can have everything in the garden except the fruit off that one tree. And if you touch it, if you eat it, you will die. This serpent comes along and said, no, you won't die. You become as God. And they partook of the forbidden fruit and they lost their faith connection at that moment. Their relationship with God was severed. They initiated it. They caused it. They lost their faith connection. And thereby, the only way for you and I to have a relationship with God today is through that faith connection to be restored. And that is possible tonight through Jesus Christ at the cross, through His shed blood. What happened when you got saved? You got connected to Jesus. Amen? You started on a journey of faith. Have there been times in your life that you didn't feel like you were saved? You don't have to raise your hand because I've learned that some people wouldn't raise their hands for anything. So I'll just tell you, you have. There's been days you felt like you were not saved. There's been days when you didn't feel like you were sanctified. There's been days that you felt like that you didn't know God. Or if you did, you ask Him, where are you? But aren't you glad tonight that this is not based upon feelings? It's based upon childlike faith in a Jesus who's alive tonight. And Jesus Christ is the one that gave us this faith. Every person born has a degree of faith, but it's all natural. And I'm talking tonight about not about natural faith. I'm talking tonight about biblical faith. There's a difference. I remember when Jonathan was small, and if you that have children have had small children, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, he would be up on platforms this high or higher, and I'd say, jump, and I'd hold out my arms, and he'd jump. Why? Because he had natural faith in me that I would catch him and not let him fall. Biblical faith tonight comes to a heart, a life at the moment of conversion, not until. Romans 12:3 says that God hath dealt to every man the same measure of faith. When I got saved, he didn't give me less faith. When you got saved, he gave you more. We all started out even at the foot of the cross. And tonight, there's not a two of us on the same level. Romans 10:17 says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If I want more faith, I must have more of the Word of God in me, because John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So when I have the Word of God in me, I get more Jesus. Yes, conversion is a crisis. Yes, sanctification is a crisis. Receiving the Holy Spirit simultaneously is a crisis. But this is a journey tonight. How many have started this journey of faith? But I've fallen by the way. Been in the Church of Nazarene all my life, and thank God for my heritage. And if 99.9% of the churches were to have everyone in the church today that used to profess to have a saving relationship with Christ, our churches wouldn't hold the people. What happened? They lost the faith connection. It's not because of problems, it's not because of heartaches, it's not because of preachers, it's not because of anything other than the fact they lost their faith in Christ. But here is Acts chapter 16, verse 5. And so were the churches established in the faith. What do we need today? I may be preaching to the choir tonight, totally, I don't know. But let me tell you, my friend, there was a day that people sat on the sound of the gospel message like you and I tonight, who refused to get established in the faith, and today they're out of the ark of safety. But you and I tonight, we need to go deeper with God. It doesn't matter how long we've been a Christian. It doesn't matter how long we've been in this faith walk. My Christian friend, we've got to get established, because storms will come, problems will come, crisis will come, adversity will come, Satan will come, temptations will come. What we've got to be so rooted in Jesus Christ that we won't bow, we won't bend, and we won't break, regardless of what others around us may do. Amen tonight. Maybe just preaching the pad, I don't know. But I need it. I need more established. You do too, matter of fact. You see, folks, we've got to be so established tonight that we're not moved by what the world's conditions are. Let me tell you, church, we've got to be so established tonight that whether anybody else is going through with God, we are. We've got to be so established. We've got to become so rooted because unless we go deep enough, we will get our eyes on people. We'll get our eyes on empty pews. We'll get our eyes on the preacher. We'll get our eyes on what if. But we need to make sure we are established in the faith. Let me say it one more time. There was a day that those who have fallen from grace said, I will never stray. Amen. Sad but true. There's ex-Christians, ex-Nazarenes everywhere across this country. Why? It's because they did not get deep enough in their relationship with Christ. Let me tell you before I go any further. There is no depth that I or you can go whereby we cannot fall. But there is a depth whereby we never need to fall, because it will be deep enough to hold us steady when the trials and the temptations and adversity comes to our life, that will be so rooted in the love of God that we will not even think about turning back or giving up or throwing in the towel. If you have served Christ that long, you've served Him too long to turn back. We've got to make sure that we are established in the faith. What happens then in the church? Increase comes. What are we in need of today, church? People. Amen. We need people. We have got to make sure ourselves that we are established in our faith walk. I haven't made it home to heaven yet. I'm on a journey. But let me tell you something about me and you tonight. And I don't even know your relationship tonight with Christ specifically. But let me tell you something. Satan is after you. I don't care who you are. He's after every evangelist. He's after every pastor. He's after every district superintendent. He's after every general superintendent. He is after everybody that names Jesus Christ, the Lord of their life. That's who Satan is trying to defeat tonight. But beloved, we got to be rooted and grounded in the love of God, shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, so that when these attacks do come, that we'll be able to stand strong and stand firm in our faith tonight. If God has done it for one, He'll do it for you and me. If God has done it for those in past generations, He'll do it for you and me tonight. We got to make sure tonight that we are established in the faith. I want to read another passage of Scripture found in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 6. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. We got to have unwavering faith tonight, my friend. We can't be riding the fence. We can't be wishy-washy. We cannot be indecisive. We got to know what we believe. Know why we believe it. Know who we believe in. So that our faith will not waver. Because faith that wavers It's like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. The wind is going to blow against your ship. Just a part of life. It happens to me, it happens to you. Wind is going to blow against your life. It's going to try to shake you. It's going to try to get you just to refocus. Take your eyes off of Jesus. Put your eye on the storm. There's Peter. He got out of the boat. Jesus only said one word to him. Four letters. Come. Peter gets out of the boat. I like to stress, he walked on the water. He walked on the water. Now, I don't know what those back in the ship were saying, but the Bible doesn't say, so let me tell you my opinion. They were saying, there goes Peter again. He thinks he can walk on the water. Who does he think he is? Peter, he's walking towards Jesus. We must remember that when Peter gets out of the boat, the waves were boisterous. It was not a calm sea when he got out of that boat. It was boisterous wind. So it could not have been the wind and the waves of the sea that made him sink. Because he was doing it. It was doing it when he was walking on the water. But what caused Peter to sink was his faith began to waver. I don't know if he got a little proud. Perhaps he did. Possible. But the fact is, his faith began to waver because he took his eyes off of Jesus. You see, my friend, it is never problems in life that defeat Christians. Never has been, never will be. It is never the storms of life that defeat Christians. It is never the trial. It's never the crisis, the adversity, the mountain, the valley you're walking through. Those things are just temporal. But what defeats Christians is when their faith begins to waver and they take their eyes off of Jesus. Everyone here tonight that has served Christ for any length of time, you've already had enough happen in your life to turn back. Haven't you? There's been enough trials. There's been enough problems in your life to already have thrown in the towel. So my friend, don't let this problem you're in make you waver. Don't waver in this valley. Don't waver in this crisis of your life. Just keep your eyes on Jesus because He is the only one that can see you through it tonight. Don't waver tonight. You see, it's not what you're going through that really matters tonight. It's what you're going to that counts. You see, what you're going through tonight won't last forever. What you're experiencing tonight won't last forever. Have you ever had things going well and then suddenly they change? You woke up one morning, everything is perfectly normal, and you're going to have a blessed day, and then by sunset, I mean, it's totally opposite. Oh, let me tell you something tonight. If it can go from good to bad, just like that. It can go from bad to good, just like that too. But you must not waver in your faith. If you waver, you're going to sink. You got to keep your eyes on the sea walker. You got to keep your eyes on your Savior who saved you. If He can save you, He can see you through what you're going through tonight. You see tonight, my dear friend, we must not waver. But if we ask in faith without wavering, we will receive what we need tonight. But you must not waver. What did Peter say? Peter, the great disciple that he was, he'd had great experiences himself. In 1 Peter 1:7, it says that the trial of your faith been much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Persevering faith. It's not the one that begins the race that should be saved, but it's the one that endures to the end, Jesus said. Are you as excited about serving Jesus today as you were in the days gone by? Should be. Remember where He brought you from? Remember the prayers He's answered in the days gone by? Remember what He brought you out of? He dipped His brush in the blood bank of Calvary. He brought us out of the deep miry clay, set our feet on the solid rock, and established our goings. So, beloved, isn't He still the same today as He was that day? Yes, He is. So you and I must persevere. Bad times don't last forever. Persevering Christians will. You must make up your mind. I'm going through with Jesus. And I know I stand before many tonight. You've served Christ longer than I've been alive. But I just want to remind us, folks, we got to finish the race with victory. We can't be defeated. We cannot get our eyes on people. We can't get our eyes on circumstances of life. We can't base our faith tonight upon what happened to somebody else. We must base our faith upon what the Word of God says tonight. And He says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And Hebrews 6:19 says that it is impossible for God to lie to you tonight. Thereby, He will never leave you. He'll never forsake you tonight. But He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And He will see you through to the pearly gates if you just keep your faith in Him tonight. You're going to have to persevere. You've got to make up your mind. You've got to be determined that you're going to make it. I got a friend. She's 94 years of age back in Missouri. Back in the first part of June, we had to take her to the doctor. They ran all sorts of tests on her. And they said, there's nothing basically wrong with you physically. Just age, basically. They sent her to hospice. They said, there's nothing we can do for you. I went to visit her almost every day this past summer. You're talking about playing a piano. She'd been the church pianist for 30 to 35 years or more. She could make it talk. I never went away discouraged when I saw her. And just let me say before I go any further about her, she's still alive today. And every time I'd go to see her, I'd say, Sister Ruth, how is it today? She said, I'm surrendered. I'm surrendered. My faith is still in Jesus. We got to make it, folks. Jesus never said it would be easy. But he said, my grace will be sufficient for you. He never said you'd never have a trial. He just said, my grace will be sufficient for you. He never said you wouldn't have a burden. He just says, cast all your cares upon me because I care for you. He never said you wouldn't have to climb a mountain. But he said, I'm a mountain mover when you have faith in me. He never said that you wouldn't need a miracle. He just said, according to your faith, let it be done unto you. He never said everybody would like you. He just said to the psalmist David, the Lord is on your side. So if the Lord is on your side, what is there to be discouraged about? If the Lord Jehovah is on your side, then why can't we lift up our heads, our voices, our hands, and say, our Redeemer lives. How do I know? He lives within my heart. In the midst of it all tonight, we can know in whom we have believed and be fully persuaded that what I have committed to Christ, He will keep it until that day that He calls me home to glory. Perseverance. There's plenty of exits along the way. Matters not what age we are. Matters not how long we've been serving Christ. There will always be an exit for the Christian to take. If you want to take it, you can take it. I want to say that again. That's true, folks. You see, the enemy will not tempt you and I to go out to the tavern tonight after the service. But He will tempt us to doubt our relationship with God. He will tempt us and He'll try us. He'll try our faith and He'll try to get us to take our eyes off of Jesus and get our eyes on people that will fail us miserably. He will try us. Try to get us focused on that which is temporal instead of focusing on that which is eternal. That which is seen is temporal, Paul says. And that means it is subject to change. But Paul said, look to the unseen, which is eternal. For that which is eternal is unchangeable. This word is unchangeable. Christ is unchangeable. You and I are changing, but Christ will never change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And heaven and earth will pass away, but this word never will pass away. See tonight, my dear friend, we're going to have to fight the fight of faith. What Paul said. Paul had been shipwrecked, stoned, left to dead, imprisoned, so forth and so on, beaten, but yet he said, I've got to fight this fight of faith. Your faith is worth fighting for, my friend. Your faith in Christ is worth fighting for and persevering and holding on to and hanging on to and driving a stake deep enough until you say, I shall not be moved. You got to make it. So many times, the enemy comes in like a flood. Isaiah said, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a banner for His children. I don't know what you're going through tonight. I don't know what you're experiencing tonight. I don't know what's going on in your life. I learned a long time ago, I never know who I stand before. I've been shocked so many times, I take nothing for granted. Tonight you may be in the lowest valley you've ever been in. You may have been a Christian for years. You may be in the greatest battle of your life tonight that your pastor does not even know about. You may be in a trial tonight and your faith has been tested. But I'm here to tell you, if you'll keep the faith, your faith is going to come through. It's going to be greater than pure gold. Stronger than it's ever been before. Stronger tomorrow than today. Because you kept the faith today. My Christian friend, don't give up. Hold on. Hold fast, Hebrews 10 says. Hold fast to your profession, your confession of faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised it to you. And every promise in this book is for you. You can stand upon it. You can trust the author of this book. God Himself. And you can take everything to Him, and He will no way cast you away. Who is God for tonight? Who does God want to make it? And He wants you to make it with victory. These pastors know as well as I know. There's a lot of discouraged, oppressed, defeated Christians in our pews across America today. Why? It's because the enemy is trying their faith connection. Because of the enemy, disconnected. He's won. He's won. You see, we don't have to go out and do immoral things to lose this faith connection. We just have to stop obeying God. That's all. And tonight, my friend, obey Him, trust Him, and He will see you through. For you have come too far to turn back. You've seen too much. You've heard too much. You've seen too much. Keep your eyes on the Christ of the cross. And you can make it across the finish line with victory in your soul. Please stand. Father, tonight we love you. We thank you, Father, for the faith that you have given us Christians. You did not give some counterfeit faith. You did not give some angelic faith, some substitute faith. But God, you gave us your kind of faith. Thereby, it's adequate. It's sufficient as long as we keep our hand in the nail-scarred hand of Jesus Christ. Father, tonight I pray that, oh God, you would just help us along the journey. Strengthen us, Lord. Encourage our hearts and lift us up, God, and may we lift up our eyes to the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help coming from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Oh Lord, may we not grow weary in well-doing, but know that we shall reap if we faint not. Oh God, send increase to this church. Send increases to other churches that preach the good news. God, may we have such strong faith in the family of God until others will see Jesus. Lord, may we have such strong faith that God, when they look at our lives and know that we're going through the most difficult time of our life, but when they see how firm and how steadfast we are, they'll want to know what makes a difference, and we'll be able to tell them it's Jesus Christ. God, tonight, bless your people. Oh God, may we have the victory today. May we have the victory tomorrow. May we keep it, God, in spite of what's going on around about us. May we keep it in spite of people, of circumstances, of the adversary, the devil himself, and every demonic spirit. God, may we just keep our eyes on Jesus tonight and never look to the right nor to the left, but gaze long and steady at the face of Christ, our Savior. Lord, you're able tonight to keep that which we have committed unto you against that day. And God, we claim it tonight. That God, right now in this place, God, you're going to do something that'll help that Christian along the journey.